Welcome to Let's Talk, the half hour where we join various guests from around our community. Now, let's talk.
Welcome to the program, listeners. Tyler Friel with you on WISR, 680 AM, 107.5 FM. This is Let's Talk, the half hour where we sit down and chat with various organizations, businesses, guests, nonprofits, and more in our area. And today, we welcome back to the show, Jewel Rozanski and Cultured Travel. Jewel, always good to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
And today, we're also joined on the program, much like the last time we talked with Cultured Travel, by one of the guests who went on a travel excursion with Jewel. Dana joins us by phone. Dana, nice to meet you. Thanks for taking the time and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, too.
So we're going to get into a trip all about the Galapagos Islands. So that's going to be the focus of our show today. But as always, we like to remind our listeners that, hey, if you can't stick around for the next half hour, we do have you covered. You can go online to WISR680.com. Look under our programs page there. You'll be able to find Let's Talk in today's conversation with Cultured Travel. You're also able to find us on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify listener, you can hit us up there as a podcast where we encourage you to like and subscribe to Let's Talk. And you're also able to find us on your desktop, your smart speaker, basically anywhere where you find audio, you can find us here on the Let's Talk show. But Jewel, before we dive into anything, especially about the Galapagos Islands, just wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about Cultured Travel and essentially what it is that you guys do as an organization.
Yeah, so we actually organize and build our own tours to different unique locations. And in each of those locations, we have specific points of contacts. They're friends over the years that we've built relationships with that make those experiences super magical. And a lot of the people that travel with us are repeaters, like my friend Dana here with us today, who have been on a lot of different trips. And we really create, like, I feel, a good family vibe to all of our trips, and not like a feuding family vibe either.
Like it's a fun vacation.
Fun vacation vibe, yeah, for sure. And they're all educational too. Like, you're going to learn something from my trips. Like, we don't just go sit on the beach, although we did get to snorkel and have a lot of fun on this particular trip, but you're going to walk away learning something and hopefully feeling closer to the place you left and to the people who live there too.
And so, as you mentioned, today we're going to talk about a trip to the Galapagos Islands, but I know the last time you were on the program, we talked about the trip to Egypt. You've talked about your trips to Turkey. So it's really all over the country, or all over the globe is where you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good stuff. So Dana, I will go to you on this one. Had you traveled with Jewel and Cultured Travel before your trip to the Galapagos Islands?
Yes, in fact, I have. I was on the Egypt trip and the Turkey trip as well.
So you have a lot. Yeah, you obviously have a lot of experience with it then.
I do. And I just love traveling with this group because I love the other travelers as well. And many of us have taken several trips with Jewel together. So it's like, not only do I look forward to going on the trips, but I look forward to seeing my friends again too.
So how did you first find out about Cultured Travel and what Jewel does?
Oh, that's interesting. So I was actually traveling myself in Florence, Italy, and met somebody at the little breakfast that the hotel had. And it turned out he was just starting this company and mentioned it to me and said that he had some trips coming up. We exchanged information, and I attended the orientation that they had for the Egypt trip. And I had been to Egypt before, or I had been a Peace Corps volunteer and stopped there on my way home back in the 80s, so I was really looking forward to being able to go back again and take a friend with me. So it just all worked out. We went to the orientation. We're like, absolutely, we are signing up for this one. They had an amazing Egyptologist, like world-class, world-renowned, and it just seemed like too good to pass up.
And that's what, just maybe to dive in a little bit more on what Jewel does and what Cultured Travel does. As you said, you had been in Egypt before then. So what separated that trip from your previous stops in Egypt?
Oh, wow. By far the expert that they had on this trip. And not only was he just extremely knowledgeable, world-class, everywhere we went in Egypt, the people knew him. I mean, even we were at the most famous museum in Egypt, and the director of the museum came downstairs because they wanted to, you know, he wanted to have a separate conversation with him about things he had in his collection. And I actually have become friends with him after and have visited with he and his wife in their home in New York and seen their private collection. And his wife traveled with him as well, and she's an historian, an Egyptian art historian. So not only did we get the benefit of him, but then getting the benefit of all the knowledge of his wife and seeing them interact and them being as excited about visiting Egypt as many times as they've been there, they were still finding things that were like, oh my God, come look at this. This is something we've never seen before. And their enthusiasm was infectious.
So when you saw the Galapagos Islands, what drew you to that trip?
Oh, wow. The Galapagos has always been a dream for me. I love doing safari. When I was Peace Corps, I was in Tanzania and had done many safaris, but I'd never done like an underwater safari, which is what I thought the Galapagos would be like, and seeing all those beautiful islands. And the other thing we do, the group that gets together, that goes on these trips together, we're kind of like, well, would you like to go to the Galapagos? Oh, I've always wanted to go to the Galapagos. And then a conversation starts with Jewel, and the next thing we know, we're all going to the Galapagos. And then friends get added on. You know, I invited several of my friends, people I know, to come along, and now they're hooked into the whole culture travel family, and they've gone on many trips that I haven't actually gone on now, so...
So, Jewel, just to get back to the planning stages of the Galapagos Islands, had you been there before this trip with Dana and this crew?
So I had not, but my business partner, Matt, who's actually who Dana met randomly in Florence and how this thing all came together, he had done a couple of different tours there with friends and family. So he had sought out and found our naturalist and our guide for that tour, and Cornelia, she's absolutely phenomenal. So he was like, okay, if you're gonna go, like, this is what you need. You have to get a hold of her, you need to do this, and then, you know, kind of went from there.
The itinerary got set that way. And you've described that before, and I think that's such a great way to actually see what you want to see when you get to the Galapagos Islands. So, Dana, I know you talked a little bit about it on the Egypt side, but what was it like with the expert here in the Galapagos Islands?
Oh, once again, just world-class. I mean, somebody who knows a tremendous amount, obviously, about not only the Galapagos Island, but the whole culture of, you know, Ecuador, where the Galapagos is located. I also, when I take these trips with culture travel, when I get to the country, I like to spend a few days ahead of the big tour to you know, go on some of the, you know, more other local things that maybe not be attached to that tour. This person who was working on the Galapagos tour took time away to actually help us plan time in Quito. So they just go above and beyond, and, you know, their knowledge and of the area is always unsurpassed for me from any tours I've ever been on.
So what was your expectation of the Galapagos Islands? And then when you actually arrived there, was it, does it hold up to the pictures? What was the difference between kind of what you were visualizing to what you actually saw in person?
Yeah, so, you know, I always had this kind of like Jurassic Park sort of idea of the Galapagos, you know, under studying Darwin when I was in college and knowing this is just like, you know, the beginning of time, the things that you're going to see are, you know, still contributing to the body of science today. So, I mean, it obviously wasn't Jurassic Park because that's Hollywood, but I mean, it was totally cool seeing these, you know, animals that have been around since ancient times. It was just really, really mind blowing. And then also having this different experience of, because I always felt like I was on a safari, but one that I had never experienced before, because, you know, it's on these unique islands. Every island is different. It, you know, features flora and fauna and animals that are specific to that island. So it was a real surprise. It was so beautiful. The rainbows. Oh my God, the rainbows. Every day a new rainbow. Yeah.
One of the things that the last time we were on the air, we talked about the travel arrangements. Because to me, that's got to be one of the more intimidating things about traveling internationally is potentially language barriers, you know, not knowing what airports will be like and things like that. So in your experience with the Galapagos Islands, but also maybe in other previous experiences, Dana, on your travel to get to your destination, how does working with culture travel make it easier on you as a vacationer?
It's so funny that you ask me that, because I go on trips with these other companies. I'm like, Jewel, these people aren't you, Jewel. She pays such attention to detail. Her itineraries are amazing. There's always an orientation, you know, to get you kind of settled in. And once again, the add-ons that I do, Jewel is right there helping, you know, make sure that we get the, you know, really good hotels. We understand exactly how to get from point A to point B if transportation isn't being provided directly by Cultured Travel. So, and then every night on the trip, before we go out the next day, there's always an orientation for what's about to happen. And so, I mean, I've done all kinds of travel, right? I was Peace Corps, so I was like backpacking, you know, literally with those huge backpacks back in the 80s, making all of my own arrangements. I'm a different age now. I'm retired. I like to be catered to a little bit. Some people call me a diva. Okay, that's okay. I'm a travel diva. I like that. I work with that. So, yeah, and so I can go on this trip and not have to worry. I send my down payment and I show up on the day of the trip and it's all planned. And I don't have to worry about any blips. And if there is a blip, we don't even know what's happening because Jewel's handling it. You know, we're all having a good time. And if there's anything going on that needs to be addressed, it's being addressed. We don't have to worry about it.
Well, I'm sure.
So it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, for a lot of folks, at least, you know, personally speaking, that would be kind of an intimidating aspect of like the Galapagos Islands. You see it, it looks beautiful. But obviously, if you haven't been there before, you know, there would be a lot of hesitation about how you would navigate, you know, and make it worthwhile for your vacation. So obviously, that's a big point for you, Dana, is that, hey, I'm going into this different area that I'm not familiar with and having everything planned out and seeing the things that I really need to see would make it a worthwhile vacation for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and it's not like I couldn't plan those things, but that adds a whole other level of stress. And when I'm on vacation, I just want to show up, see my friends, have a good time. Where am I supposed to be? What time? Okay, great. I'll be there then. You know, and it really makes for a true, relaxing, you know, fun, no worries, time away from home. So. That's what I like about it.
So, Jewel, when it comes to the Galapagos Islands, as somebody, I've never been there before, so I'm not familiar with what the culture looks like and to try to actually sink your teeth into it. So when you were designing this trip and you and Matt were looking at this trip, what were some of the big, big things that you really wanted the folks on the trip to make sure they saw?
Yeah, so with the itineraries for the Galapagos, it's interesting because they're very, you know, ecocentric there. They really want to make sure that they're protecting the environment. So you don't get to necessarily customize an itinerary like I could in Egypt or Turkey, for example. You have some options, and there's only so many boats that are allowed to be in so many places at certain times per day and things like that. So I really trusted Matt and Cornelia from all of her, I mean, she lives there and on the islands, and then trusting their judgment as to like, okay, what places have the best animals, what have the best scenery, what are we really going to make sure we, you know, get that view or that moment that's going to take our breath away. And I definitely think we did. We did a lot of hikes. We saw, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many animals we saw, and snorkeled all the time. So where you're just like, you have sea lion pups and turtles and things just going right past you, and it's crazy. But yeah, just really working with her and making sure, you know, she kind of said, okay, you know, this is the itinerary I think really hits all of those things that people are going to want to do, and these are the dates we can get it, and these are the dates we can get the boat, and then be able to pull everything together like that.
Had you snorkeled before, Dana?
I have snorkeled before. I love snorkeling. Anytime I'm in a place where I can do it, I do it. But I had never snorkeled with the animals that we were snorkeling with. And the way they set it up, it was so funny because, like, the first day you go out, you know, you're kind of just seeing, like, you know, pretty, you know, corals and things like that and little pretty fish. And the next time you go out, you know, the sea turtles are there, and it's like, okay, I'm swimming with a sea turtle, and he's curious about me, you know. And the next time you go out, it's like, yeah, the pelicans are diving in. So they gradually work you up day by day. You know, there's a little more animals showing up in the water, which was good, and because, you know, that could be a little intimidating for people. But Cornelia was so amazing. I was right there with her side by side. You know, other people were more adventurous. They were fine to go out and swim on their own. I was kind of one that, you know, hung a little closer to Cornelia, and she was good with that, right? And she's really helping me kind of be the fish. You know, it's okay. There's like no bad fish in this water. You're fine. And by the last day, I was swimming with a black tip shark. So.
Oh.
It was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you were you, I maybe surprised is the wrong word, and I know you've kind of alluded to this as well, but, you know, to me, it's always unique seeing an animal that you haven't seen before, especially live and in person. That had to have been one of the neater parts of the trip, is to see, well, you know, these other types of animals that actually exist in our world.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've seen lots of animals on land, but I've actually never seen a penguin dive into the water and swim all around. I mean, that was, like, really crazy to be able to experience animals in their natural environment, like, while you're in their natural environment. You know, when you go on a safari, you're in a Jeep, right? You're separated from the animals. And then the Galapagos, it's like you're right there with them. That was the most unique thing for me on this kind of, like, animal excursion. Yeah.
And Dana, you said you were, at least you had studied Darwin before and things like that. I think, you know, because that's, to me, when you think of the Galapagos Islands, that's where your mind goes. So had you studied him, and what was it like for you to make that connection to, you know, a very historically important scientist?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just, you know, you imagine, like, what it was like for Darwin, right, when he was there and discovering all of this. And now here I am, however many, you know, decades, centuries, whatever, later, experiencing pretty much the same thing, because the Galapagos, because of the preservation that has been done on the islands, really hasn't changed since Darwin was there. So being able to make that connection with history is, you know, just an amazing opportunity.
Joe, I think it's really neat, you know, having now talked about your Egypt tour and now talking about the Galapagos Island tour, is that they don't feel like they're cut from the same cloth. Is that a lot of the returning visitors and guests that you have are going to have two vastly different experiences wherever they may go, and create something new and refreshing, I'm sure, for them collectively as a guest?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, Egypt and the Galapagos are similar only really in the fact of the boats, although they're very different too. And like in the Galapagos, we have a catamaran that only has 16 people maximum in it. But other than that, like, not, they're just, I mean, yeah, totally, totally different, and both mind-blowing in their own ways. Like, Egypt, you learn so much about the history and everything, and dates and pharaohs, and just see all this old stuff. And the Galapagos, it's just timeless, because, like Dana said, everything is just pretty much the same. And to be able to experience nature in that way, it's just really a magical, magical trip. I think it's like an investment in your life to go to some of those places.
Actually,
for sure.
Feel and experience, yeah, that. We are
can
here.
Can I jump in on the boats?
Because absolutely.
She just, like, threw the boats out there, right? The boats are amazing. The boats in and of themselves, these things that you're living on while you're doing these trips. The boat in Egypt is this Agatha Christie style steamship vessel, unlike any other boat on the river when you're going down the Nile. That in and of itself is an experience. And then the boat in the Galapagos was this, like, I don't know, 21-person private, you know, yacht catamaran. So the accommodations are just first class.
So you're staying on the boat most of the time?
Yeah, 7 nights on the boat, and then 2 nights in Quito.
Okay. I'm always curious about food, Dana. So what's what is the food like in the Galapagos Islands?
So we had these chefs on the boat with us, the yacht with us, and every day was just, the food is delicious. They wake up every morning, you know, breakfast is being prepared, and so you're getting, for people that are, you know, not as curious, I love to try different foods from other parts of the world. There's always the standard fare, you know, American fare that you can get, but then they'll also toss in something from the local cuisine. And then they're there to explain it to you. And the chef is standing right there. So if you have any questions, you can ask. You know, if you have, like, you know, special needs and things like that, they'll prepare things for you. So the food is always delicious.
What was the craziest food that you had there? So something that you would have been like, I've never had that before. I don't know if I want to have it, but I'm going to try it.
You know, I don't think there was anything like that.
No,
you
nothing
know?
Really
I
stood
mean, we
out.
Might have tried, like, different... Yeah, we didn't, you know, no, there wasn't anything like that. Maybe like the way things are prepared, like the seasons can be a little bit different, but you know, yeah, they're not like serving us up iguana or anything like that. I think, what is it in Ecuador? Is it guinea pig or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
we didn't
koi.
Get that.
Yeah, no, we didn't. I've had that before when I was in Peru, but yeah, no, I'm good on that.
It's not
I mean, I just, No one tried to serve it to us, though. It just, to me, it still looks like a guinea pig on a stick, and I can't get my head past that. So,
yeah, they don't do that to us. They may throw a couple of new spices in on there, you know, and different flavors in terms of the spice profile, but no, we're not getting any mystery meat.
No.
Dana, you said you've done these trips before, and that there's some friends that you've met along the way taking these trips. It seems like this group is one that is interested in seeing new things and interested in trying some adventures. So when you're talking about the group of people that you've gone on these trips with, who are these individuals? Who are you going with, and what is kind of the vibe of the group when you guys are out and about?
So they're all, you know, professionals. We you know, we're all of a certain, you know, age bracket, although we have one young woman who travels with her parents, and I always enjoy seeing her. She's the youngest one on the trip. So, you know, we're all somewhere between our 40s and our 60s, and they come from all different parts of the United States. Most of them are, you know, well-traveled, fairly well-traveled. The nice thing is that, you know, other than people that might hear about this trip on your show and call Jewel and get information, many of us share, you know, bring friends along. And I have to tell you, I am very selective about the people that I invite, because it is such a good vibe, right? You don't want to invite that person that's difficult. And that's the one thing, you know, about culture travel that I will, not one thing, there's so many things, but another thing about cultural travel that I'll say is different than other tour groups is that you go on tour groups and you can, you know, have a person with you that is just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to have to spend the next 14 days with this person, you know? Whereas with culture travel, it's just like everybody's so easygoing and so much fun, and we've traveled to many places together and we've never had an issue with each other. And we're so always looking forward to seeing each other. So, and then I would say, you know, even with the tour guides, like I said, I'm friends with the Egyptologist that we went to. As a matter of fact, I don't think I told you yet, Jewel, but Cornelia has reached out to me because she's going to Tanzania, and that's where I was a Peace Corps volunteer. I know a lot about Tanzania and have connected her with the people that I've traveled with over there. So she's getting ready to go on a safari. I can't wait to hear from her to see how everything worked out with the group that she's traveling with that I introduced her to. So it gives you a chance not only, you know, to connect with the people that we're going with, but to meet new people from the country that you're in.
We're chatting with Jewel Rozanski of Culture Travel and one of her frequent guests, I guess I should say, Dana by phone. Dana, you've obviously, I mean, between Peace Corps and these trips, have traveled the world. What's your message to somebody that hasn't done it before or might be a little hesitant about international travel? What's your message to folks who are thinking about it but haven't made the move just yet?
So I would say, like, if you're worried about it, traveling internationally, you've never done it before, you're scared, you don't know how to go about it, go with a group like Culture Travel. Go with a group that's going to have you from the beginning to the end, you know, step you through all of the, you know, things that you might have to do, like getting a visa in advance, if there's any kind of inoculations you might need. I would highly encourage people to do it that way, because that way, you know, it's easy entree. I personally am of the feeling, you know, people worry, oh, well, you know, things that are going on in the world, it's not safe. Well, you know, it's not safe anywhere. You know, you just have to be mindful. I trust Culture Travel. I don't have any concern that they would ever take me any place that would be unsafe. You know, Jewel is on top of things as far as that's concerned, monitoring, you know, what's going on in the place that we're going, but other parts of the world that might impact the place that we're going. So, I mean, it gives you just a whole new perspective on the world. You know, we hear through the news about how people are, but until you actually go and experience, you'll never know. So it just really opens up your mind to a whole new way of being, honestly. I mean, I can't, if I don't go on a trip after a certain period of time, I start to develop a twitch. Like, I have to go.
Get a little antsy.
Exactly. I gotta go.
So, Jewel, just getting back to, again, a little bit of the planning of trips and things like that, because there are always, you know, people, especially, again, if you haven't done it before, you're not quite sure if you're booking a place to stay, what that area is like, things like that. And that's what, you know, one of the benefits of going with Culture Travel is, one, this has all been very, very heavily researched, that you're putting people in good positions and also letting them see all these different walks of life that are out there in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, again, and I love that you and Cornelia connected about Tanzania too. I trust my people on the ground there. So like they're going to tell me. I was just talking to my friend in Egypt the other day. I have just some friends going over there, not with me or with a group, but I set them up with my friends over there. And he's like, Jewel, if anything's unsafe, I'm the first person that's going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because I know they wouldn't want anything to happen to me or any of my friends either. And those relationships really mean so much to me and my relationships with my travelers too. I mean, I love all of the people that travel with me. I've only had to fire like 3 jerks over the last, 6 plus years of doing this or so. And just really, I'm excited. We're all going to Ireland together here in a couple weeks too. So
have you been to Ireland before, Dana?
I have not been to Ireland before, and I'm so excited about this trip because I did a documentary when I was in college with a friend who's traveling with me on the conflict, the Northern Ireland conflict back in the 1980s. And many of the people who were part of the resistance were in New York City at the time, so we had a chance to interview them. And so this is like full circle for she and I to be able to do this trip together. Plus, she is Irish, and she has a lot of family over there. So we're going to extend after the culture travel trip, and I'm going to travel the country with her and visit with her family in different parts. So I'm just so excited about this. And Jewel, I think Jewel knows this, but the group has decided we're going to work with her on her for a trip to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our next destination that we all would love to go together. So we're kind of putting that bug in her ear right now.
It's already in the hopper with Tom Madden.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you've obviously been very well traveled. Favorite, like the one that really stands out to you, a spot, a destination. I'm sure these trips are all been great, but is there one memory, one vacation spot with either culture travel or you've been to personally that you're like, this has been one of my favorite places in the world?
I have to say that Egypt trip was just astounding, mind blowing, you know, and the guide we had, so he was so enthusiastic. And so before the trip, you know, because these are educational trips, they want us to go with an awareness of where we're going and know a bit about the history and et cetera. So they said we needed to take this great courses class, which was, I don't know, something like 30 minute videos. I'm just like, oh my God, really? They want us to do this?
I didn't even
But
watch
anyway,
them.
I put the first video in and this guy is standing behind a lectern at lecturing. And he was so fascinating. I watched every one of those videos, and some of them I watched twice. So by the time you get there, you feel like you really know the guy, and then you also are very knowledgeable about the history so that you can ask questions. And then he'll ask, oh, do you remember this when we were talking, I covered this in the great courses. And I just learned so much on that tour that I didn't the first time I was there. So, the history, and then we're on this boat, and then you get up the next morning and you look out your window and it's like this new, amazing, beautiful city that you're in. Yeah. If you have a chance to go to Egypt with culture travel, I know that you're not working with Bob anymore, but I know whomever you have in his place is amazing. Then the food on the boat, the chef was just so enthusiastic. Oh, more. He kept piling more food on my plate. I'm like, no, chef, no, I'm good.
Well, Jewel, upcoming trips that are out there that you're accepting reservations, bookings for?
Yeah, we have Galapagos and Egypt, actually. And we do like to have a little homework before our trips. I think I made it through 28 of Bob's lectures. They were all awesome, but I ran out of time. I have Galapagos and Egypt both scheduled for next February. So I like to call those trips an investment in your life because obviously they really aren't cheap. I can't make them any cheaper than I do. But that way people have a year of paying. They can make monthly payments so that it's not just only accessible for people who can write like one check for something.
Yeah. And best ways to reach out to you?
You can visit my website at culturedtravel.org. Facebook is also fine. Facebook.com/culturedtravel. And my phone numbers and things like that are on there. And I'm always happy to chat because I love people and I love these experiences. And
that's great stuff. Jewel Rozanski of Cultured Travel and Dana, a frequent guest. And Dana, enjoy your trip to Ireland. It sounds like a blast.
Thanks. Hopefully you'll join us on one of these excursions one day. It'd be nice to meet you.
You're going to rope me into it. All right. Well, thanks again, Jewel, Dana. I really appreciate the time, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Hey, if you missed any of our program, as always, you can find it online. WISR680.com is the place to take care of that. We're also available on Spotify as well. I'm Taylor Frill saying so long for now. You've been listening to Let's Talk on WISR.
The information and opinions shared on this program are solely those of our guests and do not necessarily represent those of WISR, the Butler County Radio Network, or its staff and employees.